All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case
Watch. Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Hey, Mark and Charity, it's Tanya in Rocky Mount, Virginia. I just wanted to say hey. Let you know I love y'all. I love everything y'all do and say. I worship you. You're amazing. I just want to say also I got my stickers. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. I was so super excited. And then I just wanted to say one thing. I hate a douchebag. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Tanya.
See, guys, I actually do send stickers.
He does.
I just forgot for a little while.
It's not my fault. We get busy with our actual lives. You know, we wish we could do this 24/7. This would be a delight.
I would love this. I just sit here and talk S about people.
Oh
all
my
day.
God! And yeah. Talk about horrible people, and I mean, have some fun along with it too.
I'm game.
Oh, guys, just so you know.
Oh hey.
I have had some major busyness going on in my life as well. So. If I haven't responded as quickly as I normally do, that is why. It's not because I do not want to talk to you. I do want to talk to you. As I know, Mark's been busy too.
I just don't want to talk to anybody.
No, it's a lie.
That is a lie. Actually, I got to see Mailman Steve and his brother this weekend. They decided to make the trek up to one of the racetracks last Friday night and came and had themselves a good old time. So it was good to see Creeps out in the wild, I tell you that.
Creeps in the wild. I love that.
Yeah.
We should do, you guys, here is something for you guys to do.
Charity's like, hear me out.
Those of you who have t-shirts or who have the stickers on whatever, take a picture of yourselves out in the wild. And it can be Creeps in the Wild and post it on the Crime Creep page. So we can see you driving around with your stickers or...
I agree.
Yeah, or even just your stickers at home or out wearing a t-shirt. That would be awesome.
So I also ran into another creep we have who actually lives close by, Kristen, the other Kristen.
Yep.
She's actually a racer at said facility.
Yep.
I'm going to sneak a Case Watch sticker onto that race car. Unpaid. No paid sponsorship here. I'm just going to slap that thing right on the side.
Please do the douche tree one. Do the douche tree one. That would be so awesome.
Although I'm not allowed to touch people's race cars because supposedly I give them bad luck.
Okay, then don't you have somebody else put it on for you?
The last car I touched hit the wall.
I know.
And the one before that.
Yeah, don't touch my car out there. Okay.
Actually, about seven before that, too.
Oh, my.
There's been a few. Yeah.
Really?
There's been a few.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch the car. Have somebody else touch the car.
But we're back.
I've been still watching my local court case.
I know.
It is a very high profile. And whoo, guys, I cannot wait for the made for TV movie. I can't wait for it.
I can't either. This case is ridiculous from start to finish.
Have you watched the recent stuff?
I haven't. But I checked the updates on it daily.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just because it's local, but I am shooketh at the things that have being said, discovered, asked, answered.
I know. It's
OMG.
Sketchy.
All caps, OMG.
Everybody always says, like, oh, this person's innocent. This is actually somebody who I think is innocent.
Oh, she's, yeah, I don't 100%. Yeah, definitely. Oh, and the Alec Baldwin.
Ugh.
It's, they're getting ready to start, guys, on his case.
Everybody knows how much I love this case.
So it's going to be interesting to watch that.
Boo.
I mean, I wonder what, I don't think he can afford the high profile lawyers. You know what I mean? Hannah Gutierrez probably couldn't. So I don't know.
You, but ugh. You know what we'll else see. Is said? What's going on right now today?
What?
It is my youngest daughter's, Aubrey. It is her 21st birthday.
Happy birthday, Aubrey.
Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
I'm not going to sing the whole song because I only sing songs
That's
I like.
That's a big birthday. 21 is big.
I know, but she's a nerd like me and doesn't drink at all.
That's
so she's
okay.
Like, it means nothing. She goes, although I can do whatever I want now. And I was like, nah, can't rent a car. Got to be 26.
I know.
And she's like, what?
When did they change that?
It's been that way forever.
Oh, okay. See how often I rent cars, guys.
Although probably going to come back and be like, oh, you can totally rent cars now.
Oh, that's true.
I have no idea. I haven't been 26 for at least a couple birthdays. So I don't know.
Only a couple.
Yeah, I'm way, 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 way past that.
Whoa. Way, 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 way. Guys, this is our third installment of this case.
That was going to be one episode.
And it was going to be one episode, and it almost ended up being four. This is going to be a longer episode, which I know you guys are okay with, but unfortunately, we're not throwing any fun stuff in beforehand because it would just be like a two-hour, which I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
They wouldn't mind at all, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. So we really just got to get into this.
I cap myself at about maybe an hour of listening to myself talk, and then I'm like, yeah, that's enough.
That's your limit on yourself?
Oh, yeah.
That's your dosage.
And I love me some me.
I know you do.
So,
and we love that you love you some you.
Yeah. If you're going to make anybody laugh, make yourself laugh. Who cares about everybody else?
You got self-love, right? You need to love yourself from within.
You guys think I sing for you. I sing for me. I sing for the moment.
He does, guys. He sings quite often.
That's all
and
I do. Unfortunately, I can't sing.
Some people might that are closer to him might say that they may not find it as wonderful as others might. But you know what? I say do you and keep on singing because that's what makes you feel happy.
And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all do things for, is to make ourselves happy? So I'm going to continue on.
You should.
I'm going to carry on my wayward son.
Oh, guys, he had to. So there are so many props in this recording studio, guys, that I might just start using them to make myself look like there's this walkie. No, what is this? Is this a walkie-talkie?
That is a two-way radio.
It's a two-way radio, a very expensive one that I am holding, and I can tell because it's very heavy. I probably shouldn't be holding it because, as Mark knows, Charity tends to destroy things.
That's a broken one, so you're good.
Oh, thank God.
Most of these are broken.
But I could, like, talk into it like this.
Yeah, but it's not going to hit.
You know what we got at the salon?
What's that?
So the girls, there's girls that are down the end of the plaza that are, it's a dog groomers.
Yep.
And we're really good friends with them. So we decided it would be advantageous of us to get child walkie-talkies. Groomed? No, I don't need a flea dip. I'm good. To get childlike walkie-talkies.
Oh boy, this is awesome.
And we're on the same frequency, of course.
This is
and
great.
We constantly, like, all of a sudden you'll hear, Chia, come in, Chia. It's Paula. Do you read me?
I'm definitely going to have to stop by and see what walkie-talkies you ladies bought and pick up a very similar set.
Oh, that would be awesome. Well, actually, one of the we had
I'll
ours
go
on.
I'll sit at the 7-Eleven next
Please
to you.
Please don't, because we were freaked out the other day because someone must have been on the same frequency because we could hear someone talking and I was freaked out because theirs was shut off.
The 7-Eleven near the salon is funny because they sell 20-ounce sodas for like $7, but they do 2 liters for $1. The guy's like, you sure you don't want that? I was like, yeah, no,
I'm
good.
Last time Mark was in there, he comes over drinking
a two liter,
like it's like just a regular little Diet Coke or whatever.
I don't spend more money.
Kristen goes, what are you doing? And so, of course, he explained his situation.
Although, but still have not had a drop of soda since February.
I'm so proud of you. That is awesome.
I'm not, because I was watching my friend while we were freaking absolutely roasting the other day at work. and trying to get this track done, and he like opened up a Sprite, and it was like, you ever seen like a really cold Sprite?
Yes. So
like
the sound.
I went back and I leaned back and I was watching, and he like opened it. It was like,
it was like AMSR.
It was, and I looked at the bottle, and it was like covered in, you know, little bits of dew coming down the bottle, and I was like, oh my God, that looks so good. And he drank. He's like, gluck, gluck,
gluck, gluck. But don't you like, feel better?
And then he went, ah.
Oh, he did the, ah. Don't you feel better though?
Yeah, because then I grabbed my water, which was probably as warm as pee. And then I was like, oh, I have water. It made zero sound when I opened it. And I was like, glug, glug,
it's
glug.
So
I'm like,
much
this
better
is
for you though.
Yeah.
Doesn't your body feel better? Especially when it's like you're out in the humidity and stuff. Will you drink more water?
No, yes. Equally sweat just as much.
Yes, but never mind.
Still
guys.
Felt I'm miserable.
Gonna, I'm never going to get him to admit it.
I have not lost. People, this is the thing that makes me so mad. Everybody always says, oh, if you want to lose 20 pounds, quit drinking soda. I drank more soda than probably anybody I know.
He did.
I was at almost like a 12-pack a day.
Yeah.
And I quit drinking soda like nothing. I had horrible headaches for 3 weeks because of it. And now I haven't lost anything. My face isn't as fat, and I'm not as red. That's the two things. Well,
but that's
I
good.
Don't mind being red and having
no,
a fat face.
No, because you probably had hypertension.
Oh, I probably still have that.
No, because if your face isn't red anymore, that's good.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
I'm
think there's much good going on over here.
I'm proud of you. Guys, are you proud of him? Yes. Let him know on the Crime Crate page that
testicles.
You
are 1, 2, 3.
Why would you talk about testicles? We're saying how proud I was.
That is one of my favorite ones.
I don't know why you
do that.
I'm
not upset that you pressed that one.
I'm going to see if
no, don't do the other one.
I'm going to see what the audience says. Are you impressed with me?
Douchebag.
Nope. Let's see. What about you?
A douchebag.
They don't like me.
They do like you, Mark. They love you.
Yes, they do.
All right, we need to get into this story. Okay.
Let's roll on with this douchebag.
In the last episode, we had a part two of talking about Elliot Rodger. We learned about how he tried college, but had constant jealousy about seeing couples in his classes and not being able to stand it. Like, he couldn't even stand seeing couples enjoying
each
other. Well, you have to remember, right? He has complete...
Yeah, I know.
You know, he's a virgin and he's pissed about it.
I'd be too.
So he stopped going to college. Elliot's mother and father tried to get him to get a real job, and he did work short term for one of his father's friends, but that didn't last. He spent most of his time waiting for pretty blonde girls to talk to him.
So haven't I. Didn't work.
He would sit at cafes, etc. He was becoming more and more agitated and angry. His best friend of 14 years stopped talking to him when he started talking about killing people, killing couples that were having sex, and taking over the entire world. Yeah, I don't think I'd be a little freaked out by that too. Elliot had extreme jealousy towards his little half-brother because he was already more social than him at such a young age. He wished he could have been like him when he was his age. His parents convinced him to give college a try once again. They paid for him not only to go to the college, but to live off campus in a college apartment complex in Isla Vista, hoping he would be forced to socialize with roommates and whomever else, I guess. He ended up being rude to his roommates or scaring them to the point that they asked to be moved to a new apartment.
That's got to be horrible.
Right?
Come on.
That's what I mean. And nobody, like, questioned the one person that is, like, all these people are, I don't get it. He also started to become violent, throwing his drinks at couples or blonde girls that didn't respond to him. I think I'm going to start throwing drinks at people.
That'd be awesome.
You think?
You're like, you don't respond to me.
You didn't wave to me. He also pretty much stopped attending college. But I believe his parents thought he was still taking some college classes. And that's why they allowed him to stay and for them to pay for him to live there.
Yep.
He came up with a plan called the Day of Retribution, where he would unleash on the world for all the wrongs they had done to him.
Oh, boy.
He dreamed of this day and thought about it frequently, but didn't quite know when he was going to execute. He decided to buy expensive-looking clothes to wear out and about, again, thinking it would attract some pretty blonde girls. I wonder if he would have taken a brunette. Do you think?
Oh.
Like, at this point, he had no attention from girls at all. Because he could pay to have her hair dyed blonde.
Yeah.
Would that, like, oh. And guys, I'm not making light of this, but I kind of am because this is so horrible. So this is what Mark and I do. We joke about things to get through these things. Does it have to be a natural blonde? And would he check.
How do you check? Oh,
sorry. Curtains match the drapes.
Gotcha.
Or could it be a pretty blonde girl with bleach blonde hair? Or could he not tell?
Who knows? This guy probably didn't know anything.
Anyways.
Just for the general audience, I like all hair colors.
Yes. Mark does not discriminate against what color hair a girl has.
No.
Yes. Because just his girl he has now has had many different hair colors, I can attest to, because I have done them.
It's been purple. It's been pink.
She's had blue. Highlights. Yep, she's had highlights. Yep, she's
been
all dark.
Weird. Yeah.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Yeah, she looks good in the mall. She's one of those people that can wear any color, which is kind of irritating, Kristen, if you're listening. But I know you don't listen, so anyways.
Yeah, she doesn't care about the show.
Elliot decided.
She actually asked me the other day. She's like, "You guys still do that?"
No, she didn't.
That casing thing
she did
show
not.
You
guys
do?
She did not. She did not. She is the most.
I'm such a jerk.
You sure are. She's the most supportive human being ever. Elliot decided that Isla Vista was the area where he was going.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Was going to start his day of retribution. He did purchase more than one gun and practice shooting. Not good at all. In my opinion, because he was still obsessed with this day of retribution. He also really, really thought that he needed to become rich. So instead of working hard and getting a good job, he played the lottery a bunch of times. And he was horribly disappointed when he didn't win.
Yeah, I was too.
When we left off, he had a plan set in place in his head, a horrible plan to kill. He was sick of being a virgin with no friends and blamed everyone around him for it. So let's continue on to see what happens next. I'm sure it's going to turn out just fine.
Yeah. Graduated college.
Oh, yeah.
Met the woman of his
graduated
dreams.
Graduated the college he wasn't going to.
Two girls, two boys, white picket fence. I see it all.
All blonde hair. They all had blonde hair. Yep. In December of 2012, Elliot bought another gun, a pistol to be exact, and it cost $755.57. He was still obsessed with his day of retribution. He was so excited that it was coming in front of him. He was so excited. He knew he needed all the weapons, so he bought another handgun in March. This one was $1,179.48. He decided he would launch his attack on November of 2013. Now, all this time, he was still living in the apartment complex. So, like I said before, I believe his parents didn't realize he fully dropped out of college. You can still live there, I guess, if you're working. I don't know.
Weird.
It's just weird. Or did they not know he wasn't? I don't know. There's definitely some points in here that are a little,
odd.
Or off or not. We don't know exactly the truth on that. There were two more roommates that were placed in his complex. I guess they matched Elliot because the roommates and Elliot took some sort of quiz where they asked questions, which I don't think that's a bad thing, right? On it's about their personalities, their likes, their dislikes.
Imagine being roomed up with me. Dude who farts all the time and smokes weed. Be great.
Yep. Well, maybe the smell of the weed would mask the farts. I don't know.
I don't know. Who cares?
At first, they would all go out together. They would eat together. They would sometimes work out together. But that only happened a few times. So it sounds like he kind of tried maybe in the beginning to like.
He's like, this friend stuff's not working for me.
He went back to hiding in his room. His roommate started to become concerned that Elliot had at least one gun because they could hear some clicking that sounded like the click of a gun while he was in his room. So he probably was. He was probably practicing clicking, unclicking. Just like the others, those roommates moved out in June of 2013 because they were kind of freaked out by him and scared. Okay, so there's two more people, guys. Yellow. Again, I wonder why the people who ran the apartment complex didn't realize or didn't look into why all these people were moving out of the apartment where Elliot lived. He's the only one common denominator, right?
That landlord's like, I only have one good tenant. It's this one guy. Everybody else leaves. Right.
Didn't they like wonder why? I don't know. And some of them wrote letters and stuff stating exactly why. Roger knew he needed to lose his virginity before his 26th birthday. So on July 20th, 2013, he drank some booze and went to a party. And totally normal, right?
Yeah.
As soon as he entered the party, he saw an Asian man talking with a beautiful blonde woman. He, of course, became enraged. So he bumped himself right into the man on purpose.
Why? You know,
because he was talking to a beautiful blonde girl. So it sounds like he kind of like pushed him with his body for no reason. He then did what everyone would do in his position, right? And he would climb
way up on the ledge
where the party was, kind of like it kind of sounds like it was on top of a house or whatever. And he pretended to shoot everybody at the party.
Yeah, that's not what I do.
Yeah. He then tried to push a woman off the ledge where he was standing. Instead of the woman falling off the ledge, though, other angry party goers gave Elliot shove, and he fell off the ledge, breaking his ankle. Oh,
boo.
I just heard that.
What was that? Yeah, sorry. I hit a radio by mistake.
Oh, he has the one that's not broken.
Oh, most of these. Yeah, there's a lot of broken ones, but I repair them for the tracks, so, like, I have them everywhere.
Okay, so this dummy tries to shove a girl off the ledge.
Yep.
And the other people standing by are like, why did you do that? So they shoved him instead, and now he has a broken ankle.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, when he fell off the ledge, he apparently left his really expensive glasses in the house, so he tried to go back in the house to get them. And of course, got into another fight because nobody wanted him at the house. In fact, he got himself really badly beaten up. So they beat him up because they're like, this dude is here to cause trouble. He's banging into people.
Well, he tried to push a person off the roof.
Well, he was probably hammered when he arrived, so he might have been belligerent. He's banging his body into people. He's climbing up on a roof. He's pretending to shoot people with a fake gun.
Yeah, not good.
They don't want him at the party.
Nope.
Elliot, of course, came up with some story of what happened, a story that was nothing like what really happened. What he really did was go home, lock himself in his room, and cry, promising himself that he would kill all the people that had hurt him. Being pushed off the ledge and breaking his ankle and getting beat up made him so angry that he knew he was going to go forward with his plan. Uh-oh. You know, the day of retribution.
Yep.
He did, however, have to
I think
to push
it would have been a better name if it was the Day of Reckoning.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Would have been more effective. Elliot, what are you thinking, buddy? You ever heard of a thesaurus?
A thesaurus.
So you can go and you can look up. I'll just tell you. You can go and you can look up a word. And it will tell you other words to use to make you sound smart. Clearly, everybody who's listening to this show knows that neither one of us have ever cracked open a thesaurus.
Nope. The poor guy did have to push the day of retribution forward, though, because he had to wait for his ankle to heal. Because you can't go out and do the things he was planning to do with a broken ankle.
And I don't know what he was planning on doing.
So it did cramp his style just a little bit, guys. So he pushed it back, the attack, until the spring of 2014. Elliot's parents knew he was having horrible troubles where he was living, and they, again, tried to get him into get him some psychological help, because he did need it, obviously.
Obviously.
Between May of 2013 and May of 2014, Elliot bounced between three different psychological professionals. In the end, he stopped going to see the professionals and wouldn't take any of the medications prescribed. And we hear this a lot with medications, because some medications do make people feel
different,
yucky and different and not themselves. And I understand that to a point. I do. I understand that you don't want to not feel like you're yourself.
The one that stinks is the one where you start feeling really good and you're like, I don't need this. I'm cured.
And they come off it. Yes.
That you are feeling good is because you're on it.
Absolutely.
That one sucks.
That's a bad one. Yeah.
Yep.
Elliot's plan was becoming more and more twisted as he thought about it and planned it. He decided that he would even kill his brother, his half-brother, because he knew his brother was already way more social than he would ever be. And he knew that he wouldn't have any trouble finding a girlfriend when he was older. So he had resentment towards the little brother because he was watching him. He also decided that he, you know, would kill a stepmother by stabbing her in the neck.
What?
Yeah, he had an exact idea of how he would do it. Very specific.
Yeah.
He was going to kill her because he just, you know, never liked her. He was going to murder his half-brother and stepmother while his father was away on a trip. You know, because he didn't want his father to talk him out of it.
Right.
What an
idiot.
Even though he was sure to put his plan into action, he did kind of pause for a minute when his mother bought him a used 2008 BMW. With this car, he thought it was possible that a girl might find him attractive and think that he had money. To me, it sounds like he kind of was putting his plan off to the side for a minute, and if he did get a girlfriend, maybe he wouldn't kill people.
Right, and plus, Elliot, BMWs are expensive to fix. A used one isn't going to be very good for you.
Exactly. But what do we know, right? September of 2013.
Oh, I know. We had a BMW. It was horrible.
September of 2013, Elliot was moved to a different apartment in the complex and got two new roommates. Okay, here we go, guys.
Two
more new roommates. A 20-year-old man named David Wang and a 20-year-old man named James Hong.
Wait. These dudes' last name are Wang and Hung?
Wang Hong.
Wang Hung. Really? You're not making this up.
No.
You know everybody who's listening right now is laughing.
That's their names.
Wang Hung.
Yes. They're two separate people, Mark, David, and James.
I prefer to call them Wang.
Oh my God.
Actually, let's call him the other way. Let's call him Hung Wang.
Hung Wang. I can't with him. David quickly realized that there was something wrong with Elliot. And he said, and he sent complaints to the management of the building, claiming that Elliot would play his music super loud at night. So he's already like, this dude is weird.
Yeah.
In January, James and Elliot got into a fight. They both accused each other of stealing things from their rooms. The argument became so heated that Elliot told James he was under citizen's arrest.
Oh, my God. Stop, or my mom will shoot.
Do you know that's one of my go-to things to say, like, as a joke?
Ugh.
I'm going to put that person under citizen's arrest right now.
I haven't heard that since the mid-80s when Police Academy, remember?
Yes.
Citizens on patrol. Oh, my God. I ought to watch that again.
So let's just say the police did come, and it was discovered that Elliot was indeed the one who stole from James. So he was arrested and charged with theft. James and David eventually moved out into a different apartment because they did not want to be around Elliot anymore.
I can't imagine why.
It was at that time that Elliot added James and David to the list of people he was going to kill. Okay, they moved out. Why are you going to kill them?
They were mean.
No, he stole from them.
That's not what he thinks.
Again, guys, now the police are involved. Now there's a police report. There's an arrest report. And it says exactly what happened. And all of the letters sent to the apartment complex. I don't know. This is one of those cases that there were so many opportunities.
Yes.
Where you see something, say something, and people just let it go. So he really decided the day he was going to carry out his attack. He got an actual date of April 26, 2014, because he was sure he was going to do it now.
Okay.
And in February of 2014, he bought another gun. This one cost him $1,132. Elliot's parents knew something was terribly wrong, so they tried to get him more professional help and got him a few therapy sessions with a man named Charles Sophie. Charles prescribed medications for Elliot, but he didn't take them.
Charles sounds lovely, not even because his last name is my cat's name.
That's true. In fact, he stopped going to his appointments, probably thinking they weren't working. His parents also tried to get a family friend to give him, you know, lady friend advice, but that didn't work either. They even tried a life coach, but again, didn't work. Because he was of age, his parents couldn't get him to leave Isla Vista. Even though he wasn't going to college, but they didn't know he wasn't going to college. His mother even talked to her own therapist and was told there was nothing she could really do. She was just to hope he would finish going to college and go back to college or everything would be fine. Elliot started to have a disdain for his little half-brother and his stepmother. His brother started to have a career in commercials. So he's watching now his brother's like making money.
He gets to see him on TV, so it's even worse. He's like, screw you.
So that was just another reason why he had to kill him, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, this guy looks at what's going on around him and like puts
jealousy,
internalizes it in his head, like all this is happening because they're against me. That's what I'm starting to feel.
That, and he also feels like all of the men around him in like Isla Vista, that he's better than all of them. He feels like, why do they have girlfriends when I'm more attractive.
Clearly, I'm a better choice.
Yep, I'm classier. Yep. I'm more attractive. I'm smarter. He had a very good self-worth about himself, but then that just made his hate even more because he's like, why aren't they choosing me?
Yeah.
During the months of February and March, Elliot went back and forth to various gun ranges, making sure he had enough ammunition to practice. He paid for all of this with money he got from his grandparents for his birthdays. He, like, held on to the money. And, unfortunately, his father was giving him $5 a month to live on.
What?
Yeah. So that's what he was buying these weapons with. Not good. Sorry, I just sniffed.
Must be all like Coke.
I don't even like Coca-Cola or Diet Coke, okay?
I didn't say Coca-Cola.
Yeah, no, I don't like sniffy dust.
Oh.
It's allergies. My car is like a moss mobile right now from all of the pollens everywhere.
Yes, that's what I say,
you
too.
You know, people can't even have allergies around Mark before they make comments. Anyways, Elliot just kept on going, obsessed with thinking he could gain a blonde girl's attention with money. So he started to post pictures of himself on his FB.
FB?
His Facebook.
Oh.
There were pictures of him in his fancy clothes going to fancy parties. There were, of course, pictures of him next to his Beamer. I wonder if at that point, if he got a blonde girl and lost his virginity, he would not do the Day of Retribution. I honestly think if at any time during this, if he got a girlfriend.
I can't even say the thought that is now in my head.
I think if he got a girlfriend and lost his virginity, I don't think he would have carried through with it.
I don't know what he did yet, so.
Oh, it's the Day of Retribution.
So
he's making
dumb.
People pay.
Yep.
Elliot also had his very own blog and would talk about what a good catch he was and wonder why he couldn't make friends in Isla Vista. Never mind girlfriends. Okay, not that it isn't already weird, but this is going to get more weird.
I don't know how, but go ahead.
He would spend time in his Beamer driving through the streets of Isla Vista and record couples enjoying each other's company. And during the recordings, he would talk out loud while recording, and he would say how sad and alone he was and the torture it caused him to see them. Now, that is beyond sad to me, guys. I just...
Somebody should point out to Elliot the divorce rate.
I know, but he couldn't get out of his own way.
Most of those happy people are not going to be happy soon.
Obsessive thoughts, you know what I mean?
Weird.
But like talking about how it made him feel, documenting, I guess, right? How it made him feel just watching them. That's
you want to see
really
something
sad.
Funny?
Yes.
Look at Sophie. Oh, she was just staring, like literally staring at the door. She was just like looking at it straight. I was like, I think something's wrong with her. She walked away.
Is she okay?
We're ignoring her.
Yeah. So instead of socializing, instead of trying to go to school, instead of doing anything, he was just driving around aimlessly, jealous of other couples, videoing them and feeling sad about himself. That's not a good existence at all.
Is this the guy who ended up starting up Girls Gone Wild or something? Or what's up? This guy's a weirdo.
I wish it was.
Oh, boy. I know. I still don't know. I got to be careful what it says. I don't know.
Elliot would also go on YouTube and complain about how he was a virgin his entire life.
It's not going to help your case.
All right. So he's clearly reaching out on social media, maybe hoping somebody would listen and contact him. It's like, to me, in my opinion, it feels like a cry for help.
Okay.
I think, right? He's reaching out to strangers saying, I'm feeling this way. You know, I don't know why I can't get girls. Like probably hoping somebody would, you know, come forward and say, don't worry, you're not alone. I don't know. Who knows? He planned his Day of Retribution for April 26th. But before that day, he posted 22 videos on YouTube. In all the videos, he talked about how horribly alone he was and how he tried to get a girlfriend who was blonde,
that's
of course.
Sad.
But he couldn't. I know. He wondered during these videos why women wanted men that were much less of a man than him. He talked about how he was good looking, he had very expensive clothes, and he had a very expensive car, but still couldn't get the attention from blonde women.
Him with these blonde women.
I know. One of the videos was...
Like, don't get me wrong. Blonde women are fun, but it's for redheads, brunettes, whatever color you dye your hair today. I don't care. They're all fun.
One of the videos was titled, Why Do Girls Hate Me So Much? Or, Life Is So Unfair Because Girls Don't Want Me. Another title was, My Reaction to Seeing a Young Couple on the Beach, comma, Envy. He also recorded himself driving around in his Beamer, dancing with his fancy clothes on, looking handsome again, hoping it would attract others. So on one point, he's posting how sad he is, right?
Yep.
And how he has disdain for these people that have girlfriends, even though he's way better than them. And on the other hand, he's dressing in his fancy clothes and he's in his fancy car and he's dancing to songs like he's having the time of his life. It's very odd to me.
Yeah. This is a guy living in two different realities here.
Yeah. So instead of getting the positive attention, you know, posting these videos, it got him negative attention. And the bullies started to attack him from behind the computer screen. So just like when he was a kid, here come the bullies. But now they're behind a computer screen, and we know how much more of a bully people can be behind a computer screen.
Keyboard warriors.
He would go on different websites that would help men attract women. He had an unknown YouTube called Valthariob.
What?
V-A-L-T-H-A-R-I-O-B.
Still probably unknown YouTube.
I don't know. He would anonymously talk about how horrible women were, calling them horrible names, saying they lied and cheated in their relationships. There were many communities that he tried to join online. One of them was called Forever Alone, and the other was called P-U, in all caps.
P-U?
That's awesome.
A hate. All these communities came from a major community called Manosphere. That is the stupidest name I have ever heard.
I'm a guy.
In my entire...
And that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, and men, don't get offended, but a man definitely came up with that name. You never see Wimosphere, women's sphere.
You know the line I hate from women that gets said? Like, literally, this... And I'm not trying to be rude. There's one thing that aggravates me the most is like when you genuinely are trying to help somebody and then they look at you and they're like, you don't need to mansplain it to me. I'm like, fine, continue to do it wrong.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that either. I think that's very derogatory.
Yes.
I do.
I mean, you can continue to doing it the way you're doing it, which is W-R-O-N-G, but what do I care?
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Because if you're genuinely trying to help someone, like you said, that's a very derogatory thing to say to them. I think. But that's just me. So anyways, let's hear what Miss Wiki says about Manosphere. Are you ready?
I am.
I have to say it like that. The Manosphere.
Say it like what?
The Manosphere is a diverse collection of websites, blogs, and online forums, can't talk, promoting masculinity, misogyny.
Hold on, what did they say?
Yes, sir. Please slap me in the face with your meat. Yeah, they probably do say that on there. And opposition to feminism. Communities within Manosphere include men's rights activists, involuntary celibates, pickup artists, and fathers' rights groups. I do believe in the fathers' rights groups. I don't know why it's in the Manosphere. I mean, this should be a separate group for that. World Wide Web. While the specifics of each group's beliefs sometimes conflict, they are genuinely united in the belief that society is biased against men due to the influence of feminism, and that feminists promote misandry, or hatred for men, whatevs.
I'm waiting. You gave up?
Misandry.
Misogyny?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I got to look this up. Hold on.
Okay, we're back. Charity, guys, who's right?
Guys, I am so excited to tell you all that Mark is in fact incorrect. Misandry, M-I-S-A-N-D-R-Y, is a noun, and it's dislike or contempt for an ingrained prejudice. Yeah, hatred for men, guys.
I don't like that word.
Guys, I thought it was a typo, but it's not. All right, thanks for letting me look that up, Mark. Thanks.
You're welcome. Guys, you're right. I'll give you this once.
It is approximately 4:03 on Monday, the 24th of June, and Charity is correct and Mark is incorrect. Okay, we can move forward now.
All right. Okay. Just everybody write that down?
Write that down so we can remember it.
Illinois.
Yes, it's exactly the same as that.
It's still Illinois. I don't really care.
Anyways, I bet all these forums just fueled his fire for hatred towards women for not showing him any attention. So this is not good. These forums were just like, yep, you're right, dude. You are right.
Just what you should do, get advice from a bunch of other dudes who aren't getting it. And then have you all decide how you should proceed. Yeah, just what I want.
A group of virgins pissed off because they're virgins. That's not good. Oh, that could be, what could that be?
It could be a movie.
Virgin Sphere.
It's going to be a horrible place.
Instead of
place.
Manosphere.
It's a horrible place.
Virgosphere. Guys, think of some good words, will you? Needless to say, Elliot would go back and forth arguing with people on all of these forums. He would become angry and say hateful things. So he would get in arguments with these people that would just fuel their fire, the haters, right? He was in complete and utter disarray that, in his words, undeserving men got women and he couldn't because he was way more deserving than any of the men he ever saw or came across, like we said earlier, right?
This guy really loves him some him, too.
What do you guys think's next? Comes next?
Mm,
do we have any?
Definitely not vagina.
Leading up to the attack, what do we think's next?
Definitely not that.
It's not a vag, no. It is, of course, a manifesto.
Oh, boy.
It was 137 pages long, and it was called My Twisted World, The Story of Elliot Rodger.
I have a hard time making it through a paragraph of something I have to read. I'm like, yeah, I'm done.
He talked about women as being equal to the plague. He thought it wasn't right that they were able to choose who they wanted to be with. He said men should be able to choose who they wanted to be with instead. He said women should not have any rights and that their wickedness needed to be contained.
Oh, boy.
I mean, everyone could be wicked, not just women. This was to avoid the risk of humanity from, quote, falling into degeneracy. He went on to say, you know what? If he could write a manifesto, he should have just written a book and become an author. That's something he could have done and actually made money.
Right.
He went on to say,
which would have probably helped him with his other issues.
That's true. He went on to say that women didn't accept him or want to be with him. And that was a declaration.
I gotta go look up what this guy looked
a
like.
A declaration
now.
Of war, guys. Because they didn't want to be with him, it was a declaration of war. These are his quotes. He also said that the attack would reshape humanity. He's doing this for the greater good, this attack he's planning, Mark. It's for humanity. He had to do it. He thought love and sex needed to go away completely so that the world would be purified. No, he wasn't getting any, so he didn't want anyone else getting any.
All right, so I didn't look up anything other than what he looks like. He's not a horrible-looking dude.
No, he's not.
He's no Mark, but...
Right, but he's actually an attractive-looking person.
That's a step too far, but he's not a troll, which I was expecting.
No, not at all. He talked about his day of retribution in great detail. So if you guys want to, you can, I believe you can find this manifesto and you can read about it. I don't want to completely read it all out loud because it's very long. And it basically just talks about the same thing, how women are the root of all evil and these attacks needed to happen so that the world could get back to the way it needed to be. Right?
Sure.
So now we're going to talk about what his day of retribution looked like
to
him, according to his manifesto. He would target girls, of course. The blonde ones, I would assume. Or like sorority houses. He couldn't stand them, right? Because it was a whole group of girls. He wanted to kill as many blonde girls as he could and then set the sorority house on fire. So he was directly planning to attack a sorority house, guys.
Not good.
After doing all the killing that he wanted to do, he said he would drive to his father's house and kill his stepmother and half-brother. He then planned to steal their Mercedes SUV and drive to Isla Vista. He wanted to drive his car into as many people as possible and kill them.
What is going on with this dude?
He still continued posting videos on his YouTube, hoping that a woman might ask him out. When this didn't happen, Elliot decided to just finish writing his manifesto. Sadly, Elliot got a cold. He got like a little head cold, guys, on April 24th. He thought maybe this cold was a sign that he shouldn't carry out the day of retribution. But instead, he decided to move forward and just push his day of retribution ahead to May 24th, 2014. Because this way, he would be in top-notch shape to be able to carry out things properly. He couldn't stop to blow his nose
right
on the day of retribution.
Not allowed.
On April 30th, 2014, Elliot's mom started to freak out because she hadn't heard from him in many, many days. And I guess she usually heard from him within a few days. And she couldn't get a hold of him. So she looked him up and found the videos he had posted on YouTube. Uh-oh. These videos alarmed her very much because they were obviously very disturbing. So she contacted the therapist that Elliot was seeing at one point, and he took it upon himself to call a hotline and tell somebody what was going on with Elliot. He told them that he was worried that Elliot would harm himself or someone else. This caused an automatic well check to be done on Elliot. So that's exactly what happened. The police went to Elliot's apartment to check on him. He opened the door right away and told the officers when asked about the videos that he was just expressing himself because he did have some social issues in Isla Vista. He told them he would never hurt himself or anyone else for that matter. He then called his mother and told her that he was totally okay and then gave the phone to one of the officers. The officer asked his mother if she was seriously concerned that he would hurt himself, and she said no, she really wasn't. She was just worried about where he was. Ugh.
Uh-oh.
None of the police officers watched any of the disturbing videos, and nobody went inside his apartment to check if he owned any weapons, which if you're worried someone might hurt themselves, wouldn't you check for weapons?
Yeah, but the mom said she wasn't worried.
Yeah, but he was of age. He was in his 20s.
Okay.
So I'm just saying these are little things that if it had gone a step further, and I'm not placing blame on anyone. I'm just saying when you look back in hindsight,
I get what you're saying.
You can see where things could have been maybe nipped.
We can
right?
Monday morning Absolutely. Quarterback every
That's
situation.
Right. They said that they thought just by talking to Elliot that they could see he wouldn't harm anyone else or himself. So there was no reason to take him in or put a hold on him at all. Elliot was, of course, delighted and relieved that the police never came in his house and never found his guns and never found his manifesto. I mean, all of that would just screw up his plans and he wouldn't be able to carry out his day of retribution. He decided he would keep a couple of his guns, you know, loaded in case the police came back because he would just shoot them and that way they wouldn't get in his way. That's so simple, right? Nobody would notice if that happened.
Yep, nobody at all.
He also took down all his videos because those were just causing problems at this point. Elliot's mom did call the college the next day to talk about what happened, but she couldn't get hold of anybody that could help in the counseling office. So she did try to call the counseling office the next day. Again, this is like all too little too late, mm-hmm. right? And in the meantime, Elliot called her and they planned to meet up within a few weeks. In May, leading up to the day of retribution, Elliot would drive across Santa Barbara living life to the fullest because he knew that soon he would be dead along with many others. So this is what's interesting about mental health and the people like this who have really bad mental health, right? So on one point, he has these obsessive, irrational thoughts and he's going to do something horrible, right? And he's going to do something horrible, right? And then on the other hand, he's 100% with it enough to not only plan these horrible things, but knows how to manipulate other people into thinking he's fine. So that's
taking
what's
these
so
videos
hard.
Down and all this stuff.
That's what's
yeah.
so hard with people like this, right? Because then when they get caught, it's like, yes, you do have horrible mental issues, but are you mentally insane? No, because you were able to still plan and execute and manipulate people. It's just
exactly.
really hard. During one of Elliot's drives, he got in a fight with another guy who was in a parking lot with his girlfriend. You know, because he probably was disgusted that he was enjoying his girlfriend's company.
Right.
He yelled a bunch of racial slurs and then drove around crazy, almost hitting other cars.
That's not nice.
So the girlfriend did call 911 and gave the description of the Beamer, but nothing ever came of it. So again, here's another thing, right?
Yep.
He's seen driving erratic in his Beamer. Just about 1 week before his day of retribution, Elliot met his mom and sister for dinner in Montecito, California. During the dinner, Elliot saw a couple eating at the same place, and he made a comment to his mother that the guy was way too ugly to be dating a girl like her. Elliot must have been way too anxious and excited for his day of retribution because he decided that he would start the attacks on May 23rd instead of May 24th.
Oh.
So I don't know if, like, that dinner with his mother and sister and seeing yet another couple was like, all right, why am I waiting? I'm like, I'm totally ready to just do this.
This guy's weird.
He did all the driving in his car so he knew how to drive around and hit people. He had his weapons. He was practicing shooting. He was thinking about stabbing people. Why wait? Why wait the extra day, Mark? His cold was gone. So why not do it, right?
I think in his eyes, if he didn't, he would probably push it back again. So instead of pushing it back, let's pull it up.
That's right, because he did push it back more than once.
A couple times, yeah.
So his mother clearly thought he was still going to school, like we thought she did, because he told her that his last day would be on May 23rd, the same day of his day of retribution. Before Elliot started the day of retribution, he took a Xanax and a benzodiazepine.
I never had a Xanax. I heard they're good.
They're to calm you down if you're anxious, Mark.
Yeah, I'm pretty friggin' anxious.
He made sure to first look up online how to kill with a knife quietly. And then he practiced stabbing with a knife into his pillows. Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. The first person to be affected by Elliot's rage was Wong. Remember?
Yes.
The former roommate that he got in the altercation with. He tried to stop the attack, but he was stabbed 15 times. He then went on to, is it Hong?
Wong.
No, Wong, and then the other one was
Hong. Hong Wong.
It was Hong. All right.
Maybe? I don't know. We'll check after. Right.
So the way it sounded was the poor guy, he was in their apartment waiting for them to come home because he was still wearing his backpack because he had just finished his classes. So when he got home, he was attacked by Elliot right away. He also tried to defend himself as well, but he couldn't, and he was stabbed 25 times, guys. He threw the two men on top of each other in the corner of the bedroom, and then he covered them with blankets so no one would find them. This is even more, I mean, that's sad enough, but a 19-year-old named George Chen came into the apartment because he was a friend of theirs, and he came to visit, guys. It must have been like the last classes. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was stabbed 94 times.
Oh,
94
my God.
Times. He also tried to defend himself, the poor guy. His body was just left in the bathroom to bleed out. So, he's clearly thinking because he tried his best to clean up the hallways and all the blood spatter, but there was just too much and he couldn't do it. So after those three stabbings, Elliot just decided that he would change his clothes, wrap them in some sheets, and put new clothes on so he had no blood on him anymore because then nobody would even know Mark. He decided to go to Starbucks at about 7:38 p.m. And as he drank his delicious beverage, he told his mother while he texted her that he would call her later. He went back to his apartment again, right? So he's trying to keep normalcy with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
He went back to his apartment and this is what he wrote in his diary. I had to tear some pages out because I feared my intention to be discovered. I taped them back together as fast as I could. This is it. In 1 hour, I will have my revenge on this cruel world. This is so senseless, isn't it? My God.
Ridiculous.
This all could have been stopped at some point in many ways, not just one way. And that to me is what makes it even more horrible.
By numerous people, too.
Looking back, you can see, like we said, Monday, quarterbacking, how you say it, you can look back and say, why didn't this person say this? Why didn't the police go in here? Why didn't they listen to...
What it should have cut us.
Exactly. Yep. Let's continue on. His next attack was to be towards the sorority. Remember the sorority he wanted? Before this, though, he decided to post a YouTube video called Elliot Rogers Retribution. Or Elliot Roger Retribution. He seemed crazy just reciting things and laughing ridiculously. So almost like maniacally laughing. Mm. Again, he talked about how he was so angry to still be a virgin and the fact that he was above all men. And again, how it wasn't fair. And before he went to the sorority, he emailed his manifesto to a bunch of peeps.
Oh, boy.
Of course, his family were involved in the peeps and some friends. And I think people who from what it sounded like, who he thought had treated him badly in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So he had three guns with him when he got to where the sorority house was. And this was about 9:15. He had all sorts of extra ammunition. He tried to open the door to the sorority, but it was super, super heavy. So it was like a really one of those like old-fashioned heavy doors, and it had a keypad on it. Thank God. So he just knocked on the door, but no one answered. Yeah. Oh, by the way, he had a gas can with him too.
Oh, boy.
Full of gas. It was almost 9:30 by that time, and he saw three women walking near the sorority house. These women were 19-year-old Veronica Weiss, 22-year-old Catherine Cooper, and an unknown 20-year-old woman. Roger drove over to them in the Beamer and shot them more than one time.
Ugh. Oh, just drove up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so sad. The unknown 20-year-old woman was able to get her phone and call her mother, telling her she was going to die. Oh, my God. That is. Can you imagine getting that call from your child?
Nope.
After they know they've been shot, saying, I'm dying. I'm calling to tell you I love you. Oh, my God. I that makes me so sick.
Horrifying.
By this time, people around campus could hear screaming and saw the three girls bleeding on the grass. The police were obviously called, and they came pretty darn quick. They applied pressure. So when everybody, when the first responders came, it was, of course, like, yes, we have to get him. Sorry, guys, I'm not talking properly into the microphone. That we have to get him, but they wanted to try to save these girls' lives,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
So witnesses tried to perform CPR on the other girls, and more than one responder came to help. Sadly, Cooper and Weiss died on the scene. So sad. The 20-year-old girl's mother was still on the phone. Thankfully, she was holding on to life. So horribly sad that two of the three young women lost their lives. But if he had been able to get into that sorority house, so many more women could have lost their lives.
Yes.
I can't. Oh, my God. It was clear Elliot's plan was already derailing as he drove off from the scene erratically, ending up at a deli mart where he began shooting guns at anyone he could see nearby. The first victim at the deli mart was a 21-year-old named Christopher Michaels Martinez. These people are so young. Oh, my God. He was walking into the deli when he was shot in the chest. So from what it sounds like is Christopher heard the erratic squeaking, squealing, driving and turned to look at what it was. And that's why he was hit in the chest. And it directly affected his organs. But he was able to get himself into the deli to take cover, but he collapsed and died. There's surveillance footage out there, guys, of people inside the deli screaming and running around to take cover as Elliot drove by firing as many shots as he could at the people inside, completely destroying the store's windows. All in all, a total of five people were killed during the attack. As he peeled off, he drove full force into a man, catapulting him into the air. And this isn't anything. The only part of his plan that was what he planned was the first two guys, not even the third guy. So I wonder if he was just going crazy at this point
he's lost control.
His next stop was a nearby pizza shop, just in time to shoot a couple each in the arm as they were walking out the door. Thank God he wasn't a great shot.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. The woman ran back inside to take cover while the man took off outside. So like it was kind of like, I mean, who knows how you'd act in that situation, right? Everyone for themselves. So she ran inside. He just took off. He's like, I'm off. I'm going to get away from this crazy person.
Yep.
Elliot again fired as many shots into the pizza shop as he could before speeding off on the wrong side of the road. So now he's speeding in on the wrong side of the road. And I'm sure it was mayhem at this point with, you know, people trying to stop him. Oh my God, it makes me so sick. He clearly didn't care about anything at that point. As he was driving on the wrong side of the road, he saw a woman riding a bicycle. So he fired a shot at her. Because why not, right?
Why?
Luckily, he was only able to catch her in the thigh. Next, he saw a woman walking, so drove on by saying, quote, hey, what up, end quote. She looked at him and kept walking. So because she looked at him, that was all she acknowledged, he shot her more than once. But luckily, she was able to run away. Elliot didn't stop. Next, he shot at a police officer who quickly shot back at him, unfortunately unable to stop him. He hit two men with his car, and drove through Camino del Sur, where he shot another man in the arm and the butt. So again, thanks for not being a good shooter.
Right.
So he is hitting people, but I can only speculate that this might not have been the carnage he was hoping for.
Oh, no. He was hoping to take the whole sorority out.
So he wasn't even good at this, guys.
No.
He drove along towards Sabado Tarde, where he was able to, again, use his car as a weapon, hitting two guys that were skateboarding and one man on a bicycle. These poor people were just going about their business. He also came across two guys hanging out in their driveway and shot each of them. They're probably just neighbors chatting.
Right.
Just hanging out together. Elliot came across four police officers and decided he should get into a gunfight with three of them. He did get hit in the hip area, but it didn't seem to slow him down. So finally, guys, at 9:37 p.m., Elliot must have decided he was done, and he shot himself in the head while still driving. This caused the Beamer to run into a man on a bicycle, injuring him, and then slid into a parked car, coming to a stop. So when police first got to the scene, they actually thought the injured bicyclist was the guy doing the shooting, and then quickly realized he was not.
Wow, yeah. Good point. So, I didn't even think of that.
So they didn't know who this crazy person was. So anybody that was around the car, they're going to, you know. So police found Elliot's dead body inside the car with a single gunshot wound to the head. All the weapons used in the horrible rampage were found in the car. The guns, the ammo, the knives, and, of course, the Beamer itself. The entire event only lasted 8 minutes, but so much damage was done. Can you imagine that? It sounded like it was this long, drawn-out thing. It was eight minutes of torture, guys.
Numerous places.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Wow, yep. That's surprising.
Yep. A total of 6 innocent people were killed as a result of Elliot's actions, and a total of 14 others were injured. 7 of the 14 were shot, and the other 7 were hit by his car. Isn't that hard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Elliot's parents were contacted by authorities and told to meet them in Isla Vista in a Home Depot parking lot. So they called them, but they didn't tell them why they should come. So that's going to be a frantic call, right?
Yeah. They're probably thinking somebody did something to him.
So finally, at 1 in the morning, a sheriff came by, and they, of course, wanted to know where their son was. When they were told he was found dead, guys, their first thought was that he was murdered by somebody.
Oh, boy.
Because he was so unliked by people.
Mm.
They later found out online that their son was the one and only person of interest thought to be responsible for the events that took place. Elliot's family were major targets shortly after their son's attacks. There were many death threats against them, forcing them to move around almost day to day. People clearly felt as though they were responsible for their son's actions. That's a whole nother conversation we could get into, guys.
Yep, I'm not into that one today.
No. I personally think that in hindsight, like we say, it's clear that things could have been done differently earlier on to help Elliot. Looking back, though, I think we can all say there are things we would do or handle differently from our past. Like, these people don't deserve to die because their son was deranged. They clearly did not know how deranged he was. They only just...
He's only telling people what they want to hear.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean, right?
Yes, like, exactly.
You can't blame people. Of course, everybody in a situation like this, everybody wants to blame somebody. Right?
Here's my problem, horrific. And I've said this a million times on this show, and it's one of the things that drive me absolutely batty. Not everything that happens, somebody's responsible for.
Right.
Sometimes there's just bad people.
There's just bad people, or people with severe mental issues, yes, like him. And, you know, we can all say his parents should have done more, or somebody should have stopped him, or somebody should have stepped in, or see something, say something. But if you don't think it's to the point of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know somebody who's a little off, right? I could be that person.
I know a lot of them.
You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
Or is depressed. But it's hard to fathom that somebody would be this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyways, Elliot's parents had to quietly cremate him and have an extremely quiet service, because if anybody had known about it, it would just be really, really bad, right? I mean, they're already giving them death threats.
Yeah, nope.
In a disgusting turn of events, there was, and maybe still is, an entire online community that praised Elliot for his actions, even calling him a hero.
Why?
Here is a snippet from Miss Wiki. Okay, so some online people referred to him as a, quote, saint, and saw him as a hero, celebrating Saint Elliot Day, guys.
Do you know when we just
were
talking?
On the anniversary of his attacks.
Do you know when we were just talking 2 minutes ago about warning signs?
Yep.
Anybody who liked that community, that's a warning sign, people.
I agree.
Go find these people if you're related to them.
And
double check to make sure they're okay.
So Elliot's mass killings would go on to inspire copycats.
Oh, boy.
With him being mentioned as an influence for men responsible for suspected in other mass killings. So here's a few examples. On April 23rd, 2018, 25-year-old Alec Manassian killed 10 people and injured 15 others in Toronto, Canada, by driving a van through the city. Before his attack, he posted on his Facebook profile, Manassian Infantry 0010, wishing to speak to Sergeant 4chan, please. The incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. All hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Roger. Oh, my God, you guys.
Wow.
That is horrific. Absolutely horrific. I have no words for it.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Anyways, we don't like those people.
Nope.
In the end, an entire community was left to recover from an evil, senseless event. People were left to grieve for their loved ones, and the injured were left to physically and emotionally deal with their new normal. And like all of these, I would like to end this by naming the victims who lost their lives.
Oh, absolutely.
So 20-year-old Weihen, quote, David Wang, he was stabbed to death. 20-year-old Cheng Huan James, so that was Dave and James, the roommates.
Yep.
Hong, and he was stabbed to death. 19-year-old George Chen, stabbed to death. 19-year-old Veronica Elizabeth Weiss, shot to death. 22-year-old Catherine Katie Breen Cooper, shot to death. 20-year-old Christopher Ross Michaels Martinez, shot to death. Guys, this is so sad. Let's have a little moment of silence for these six people. And let us never forget their names, because this is such a tragedy. These people were just starting out their lives. Some of them, most of them were not even 21 years old yet.
Unbelievable.
I'm as tumultuous as this case was, guys, in all the research. And let me tell you, there is way, I condensed this. If you want, you could really get into the very, very specifics of this case. You can read his manifesto, I believe. You can really get into the actual specifics. But if I had done that, I believe it would have been a book.
Right.
I hope that I was able to put forth just how tragic, horrible, and senseless this was. And the one of these cases like this with mental health, I feel like it's a case that we are to learn from.
Yes.
It's meant for us to share, to learn from, so that we can not have things like this happen again.
Because agreed.
It's so sad to me that these things are still happening. This was in 2014.
I know, right?
And then in 2018, again, there was a copycat. I mean, these people go underneath the radar with their mental health. And everybody is going to would say, I never thought he was capable of that, right?
That's what everybody,
Until they are.
Very true.
Hope you guys liked the last segment of that, because it was, like I said, very much research for me. But again, I'm glad that I was able to share it, definitely.
Well, another good case that you have brought to light. Thank you very much, Charity. And that's all we have.
That's all we have, guys.
We'll see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.